Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's Jets Weekly with your host, Connor Rabchak.
Welcome into episode 24 of Winnipeg Jets Weekly. I'm your host, Connor Rabchak. The Winnipeg Jets went 3-0 over the past week. They gave us some wins to talk about finally after going back-to-back episodes, talking about nothing but losses, but they went 3-0 this week, starting with their win April 1st against the Los Angeles Kings. Before we get into that game, if this is your first time checking out the show, I bring this to you every single Monday morning, recapping the week that was for the Winnipeg Jets and previewing the upcoming week. And later on, I'm going to hand out some awards as well, such as the hardest working Jet and the 3 stars of the week. Let's get into the 4-3 win against LA. It was an 8 p.m. local start here in Winnipeg as the Jets were wearing their RCAF jerseys for the final time this season, and they stepped up in a big way, snapping their 6-game losing streak with a 4-3 win over a playoff opponent, the LA Kings. And the biggest storyline in this game by far was Tyler Toffoli being out with an illness, Cole Perfetti stepping in and having a 3-point night, 2 goals including the Jets' first goal and the eventual game winner, and he added an assist as well. Just a great game from Cole Perfetti, one of the best of his entire career, and coming out of the press box to do it makes it that much more impressive. Rick Bonus even admitted the other day that Cole Perfetti simply hit the wall as a young player. The grind of an NHL season caught up to him. Now he's had a few games off, he's revitalized, and he stepped right in to that second line and won the Jets this game with a huge goal to give them a 4-3 lead late. This looked like the brand of hockey that the Winnipeg Jets like to play and what made them so successful earlier on in the season. They didn't take any penalties, so the penalty kill was a non-factor, but at 5-on-5 throughout the entirety of the game, they only gave up 5 high-danger chances to the LA Kings. That's their best mark of the season. They've done that 2 other times this year, once against Washington and once against the Arizona Coyotes, but one of the best defensive efforts of the year for Winnipeg, snapping their 6-game losing streak. There was clearly a sense of urgency to snap that streak, and it was the start of a winning streak that we're going to get into later on in this episode. That brings us to Thursday's game against the Calgary Flames, where the Jets thoroughly dominated this game. They end up winning 5-2, and if you take a look at the analytics behind me, they were heavily in the Jets' favor, largely because the Jets had a ton of power play time. They did go 2-for-4, so that group looked great, but they also failed to score on a 5-minute power play, which really gave the Flames life at that moment, but the Jets eventually came away with the win, dominated the third period, and it was all led by Gabriel Vilardi, who had his first career hat trick. The top line of Ehlers, Scheifele, and Vilardi were put back together against LA. They kept them together for this game against Calgary, and it paid off. 2 of the goals coming on the power play for Winnipeg, but Gabriel Vilardi a hat trick nonetheless. One of the best games of his career, and that top line producing at the rate that a top line should be producing at, and the Jets had no issues beating the Flames on Thursday night. And because of this 5-2 win over the Flames, the Jets officially clinched a spot in the 2023-24 Stanley Cup playoffs. Rick Bonus said after the game that he had no doubts that this group was playoff bound from day one, and he said at least they didn't wait until the second last game of the year to clinch like they did last year. Now the Jets have 6 games from that point forward to get their game in playoff shape. Here's what Gabriel Vilardi, who had the hat trick in the game, had to say about clinching and his night after the game.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a great night for me, but it's a better night for the team to make playoffs, and still got a long ways to go. A lot of work that needs to be done still, but it's definitely a good night.
You clinch in front of your home fans, a little bit extra special. Is that maybe some motivation to get it done today instead of another day?
Not really, no. I mean, it was pretty cool, and they made that sound there at the jumbo. I didn't know what was going on, so I guess you could say for that it was cool, but fans have been great, and it's going to be exciting to play in the whiteout, but like I said, there's still a lot of season left, so got to focus on that.
And that brings us to Saturday's game, a Central Division matchup against the Minnesota Wild, where the Jets walk away with their 3rd straight win, a 4-2 win led by the 4th line of all lines. Vladislav Nemeskov opened the scoring, gave the Jets a 1-0 lead. Alex Iafallo, after review and the goal was changed, everyone thought it was Brendan Dillon's, but ended up being Iafallo's. He gave the Jets a 3-2 lead, which was the eventual game winner. And then Morgan Barron, halfway through the third period, gave the Jets some insurance, giving them a 4-2 lead on a nice deflection in front. All three members of the fourth line scored. It was each of their 11th goals of the season, which is a very weird coincidence. But nonetheless, a great game from the fourth line. Kyle Connor got the other goal for Winnipeg. And coming off of the playoff clinching win at home, this was a really nice follow-up game for Winnipeg. They stuck to their 5-on-5 structure, which has been their bread and butter all season long. As you can see, the special teams didn't really do them any favors on this night, going 0-for-2 on the power play and giving up a power play goal in the process. But the 5-on-5 picked up the slack, as it has for the majority of the season, and the Jets are looking more and more like that dominant team we saw in December with these past three wins, with a huge week against Central Division opponents coming up.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Now it is time to hand out the awards on episode 24 of Jets Weekly. But if you've made it this far, make sure you're hitting the subscribe button down below. While you're down there, drop a like, drop a comment. Who's your choice for the hardest working Jet and the three stars of the week? Let's get into the awards portion of the episode.
The hardest working Jet.
We've got our first ever three-way split for an award here on episode 24 of Jets Weekly, and I've got to give the hardest working Jet to the entire fourth line. They had a bunch of cliche hockey shifts, cliche fourth line shifts in that Wild game. They got pucks deep, they cycled it around, played keep away in the offensive zone, and it actually led to some scoring success as well, as they outscored their opponents 3-0 in their minutes. And if you take a look behind me, the analytics as well, the shot attempts 9-1 in their favor, the scoring chances 4-0 in their favor, and they've all got 11 goals, like I mentioned. That gives the Jets' fourth line a combined 33 goals this year. Obviously, Nemeskov and Iafallo have played higher up in the lineup for the majority of the year, but having that level of depth on your fourth line heading into the playoffs is a crazy advantage that not a lot of teams have in the Western Conference. Here's what Rick Bowness had to say after the Wild game on the fourth line's play and the importance of having them going heading into the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, they did a great job. They got three goals, right? And they just know how to play the game the right way. Vladdy was outstanding. Morgan in front of the net, you know, got a tip, but he's responsible for Dilly's goal because he's right in front of the goalie. Alex, you know what you're going to get from him every shift. He just goes out there and he works. So that line was a big difference maker tonight.
Vladdy called it sort of a dress rehearsal where you need the fourth line to be impactful.
You need all four lines going. You want to win the Stanley Cup? You have to have all four lines going and playing at their best.
Sure.
And now, the Jets Weekly Three Stars of the Week.
My third star of the week is a member of the fourth line. It's Vladislav Nemeskov, and I just rambled on about how great they've been playing, but he specifically has been one of the hardest workers as he won the hardest working Jet in a three-way tie. But nonetheless, he also put up a goal and two assists against the Wild, and then in the Flames game, he had an assist as well. He's racking up points as well from that fourth line, which is really interesting to see. He's been the second line center for the majority of the year. He was up on the top line with Connor and Scheifele when Vilardi was out. Now he's down on the fourth line. He's continuing the production. He's continuing the hard work. Vladislav Nemeskov is my third star of the week on episode 24 of Jets Weekly. My second star of the week is Cole Perfetti. He came out of the press box and had that monster game against the LA Kings, having the two goals, the eventual game winner, and added an assist as well. He picked up another assist in the Calgary game on a nice pass to Nikolaj Ehlers, and Ehlers went 5-hole. And then in the Wild game, he didn't get an assist for this play, but he tied up the Wild defenseman, let the puck go through their feet. Sean Monahan picked it up on a 2-on-1 with Kyle Connor. He fed it over, and Connor gave the Jets a 2-1 lead at the time. That was a great play from Perfetti that won't show up on the score sheet, but it directly led to a goal. He's my second star of the week on Jets Weekly. If you pick up your first career hat trick, you're going to be the first star of the week on Jets Weekly. And that's what happened with Gabriel Vilardi this week. He got the three goals against the Calgary Flames, and the power play went 2-for-4 in that game. When Vilardi was out of the lineup, there weren't many games where the Jets scored two power play goals. He's really revitalized that top unit. When he's there at the side of the net, they're generating chances at a level that they simply aren't when he's out of the lineup. He changes the entire dynamic of not only the forward core, but the power play as well. And he had the hat trick, he had the counting stats to back it up this week. And even in the Wild game, the Jets' top line played great, the results didn't follow, but they heavily outchanced and outshot their opponent in their minutes. That's a good process that'll lead to results, and Vilardi's at the center of it. He's my first star of the week on episode 24 of Jets Weekly.
Coming up on Jets Weekly.
Now it is time to get into the upcoming schedule for the Winnipeg Jets. They will continue their four-game road trip through the Central Division on Tuesday night, April 9th, against the Nashville Predators. They won the first game of the road trip. They'll look to follow that up. Nashville went 18-0-2 between the middle of February and the end of March, but since then they've lost four straight games, so the Jets should be able to take advantage of a team that's struggling at the moment. Thursday, April 11th, they will take on the Dallas Stars. The Stars are going for the season series sweep. The Jets will look to get their first win against Dallas on the season. And then Saturday, April 13th, against the Colorado Avalanche. This one is a 3 o'clock start on the road to wrap up the road trip. Likely a first-round playoff preview. The Jets and Avs look to be destined to play in that 2-3 matchup in the Central Division. So that should be a fantastic game. And I'll be back for episode 25 of Jets Weekly, breaking down those three games next Monday. So join me for that. And then the very next week, I will break down also the Seattle Kraken and Vancouver Canucks games for the Jets. And those five games, that's the remainder of the regular season. And after that, it is Stanley Cup playoff hockey. That's going to do it for episode 24 of Winnipeg Jets Weekly. Thank you to everyone who checked it out. I really do appreciate it. If you haven't already, drop a like on the video, hit the subscribe button and the notification bell so you don't miss videos like this from WST in the future. Enjoy the games this week. I'll be back next Monday to break them all down. Have a great week, everyone.